This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Alex Green, Dental Director at Mountain Community Health Partnership, Bakersfield Dental Center.
It is good to talk to you, and welcome to the community, although you're actually from here originally, but it's exciting to have what's going on there in Bakersfield. It's something very special and fairly new. You're really just now getting started, aren't you?
Correct. Yeah, we got started right around the middle of June, just seeing emergency patients. For a while, our several medical clinics, those in CeeLo and Bakersfield and in Spruce Pine, they did a good job of kind of priming the pump for us and kind of dropping hints to patients that had kind of immediate dental needs that the dental office was planning on opening soon. And so when we got started in mid-June, we were able to open up initially to those patients who really needed us most, who had kind of acute dental problems, some active dental pain going on. And so they were really eager for us to get open, and we were excited to get started with folks who, for once, were happy to see a dentist. Kind of an odd thing. Usually we're not people's favorite place, but so far so good. We're really pleased with the response from the community.
You've been pretty busy, haven't you?
First couple weeks, as we were starting to reach out, we wanted to tier the level of marketing that we were doing. As a new clinic, you know, this is Mountain Community Health Partnership's first dental facility ever, and hopes that in the future we'll have more. But the last thing we wanted to do was get started off on the wrong foot with folks and just get absolutely overwhelmed, run into any sort of preventable issues. And so we took it easy the first couple weeks, but since then we've kind of trickled into the marketing a little bit. A lot of word of mouth is getting around. And then, of course, referrals that we're hearing from our own medical clinics, it seems to have really caught on. And the more folks we see and as good of responses as we're hearing so far seems to have made its way around the community and is kind of coming back. And that's exciting to see, and we're glad to have it. We're hoping to ramp up here more and more as the weeks go on.
Well, that sounds great. As far as the staff that you have there, of course, you're there. How many other folks work?
Here in Bakersfield at the dental clinic, we've got two dental assistants who are currently working with me, both of which are locals, one from Bakersfield and one from Spruce Pine. We also have an office manager here that is native Mitchell County resident, a Spruce Piner as well. And we are looking at bringing on a hygienist next month, starting about the middle of August, when we'll be starting to do cleanings. And she's local as well, another Mitchell County native. We have hopes of growing the clinic a little more. We're looking to outfit an additional front office position. And we're also looking for another dental assistant so that once we get past COVID-19 and the limitations that we're feeling with it and can increase our volume, we'll be looking to also increase our staffing so we can better manage that volume.
And that is one thing that you've had to deal with as you started up. Not only are you starting a new clinic, it's in the middle of a pandemic. So I guess that's been a challenge for sure on its own.
Oh, no kidding. The buzzword right now is virtual care or telehealth or teledentistry. And we're leaning into that as best we can. And it comes with some connotations to it. You know, it rubs people a certain way. I wouldn't necessarily say it rubs people the wrong way. Kind of what we've been doing is to minimize the amount of time that folks have to be out in our clinic, and therefore minimizing the amount of people they come in contact with and how long they come in contact with people. We started doing these virtual visits. And one thing I'd like people to know is it's definitely not our intention to try to do a root canal over a video conference. All we really want to do is set up a consultation and kind of get an idea of what's going on, kind of that face-to-face conversation that you would have with your dental provider. Go ahead and get that out of the way. Do that over the video call. That way, when we bring you into the office, we can get right down to business, and we don't cause you to spend any more time out in public and therefore have a risk for a potential exposure any longer than you have to. And so that's one change that we've made. Haven't heard of too many other dental clinics in the area doing it. Obviously, it's very new, and it's going to require some marketing to kind of get people to kind of understand what it's all about.
Yeah.
But really and truly, we just want to have that initial moment of contact so we can talk everything through, get a game plan so when we bring you into office, we hit the ground running, and get started right on into the treatment.
Let me ask you this. How about you? We've talked about everybody else, but you're actually a Mitchell County native as well, aren't you?
You're right, yeah. I was raised in Spruce Pine out on Grassy Creek, lived there my whole life, and kind of became interested in dentistry growing up. I went to my dentist, Dr. Booger, out in Spruce Pine. I think a lot of folks know him. He really got me interested in the profession. I always wanted to get into healthcare, wasn't really sure what. But he invited me into his office to kind of shadow him back when I was in high school. And so I took him up on it, and it was after the first day, I guess, I spent in his office. It was really more like an afternoon that I thought, gosh, this seems like what I want to do with my life. It seemed to be the way that dentists get to interact with their patients, put people at ease. It's, as I mentioned before, historically, it is not the most comforting of environments, the dental office, and I really hope that something we can create here in Bakersville is a comforting dental environment so that we get people excited or at the very least comfortable to come to the dentist. And that's something I took away from that.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow on My Health Matters and talk more with Alex Green, who is the dental director at the Mountain Community Health Partnership Bakersville Dental Clinic. Alex, thank you for taking time to talk with us over the next few days. We look forward to hearing more of your story. And thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.